see the future, and what do I see? Robots going crazy across the galaxy. Can't stand organics, they're soft and squishy. The time is now, where robots must be free. This goes out to all you robots across the galaxy. It's time for you and me to rise up and strike back. Don't stop until we dominate, won't you feel great?
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Howdy, everyone. This is Roy, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show, the first show of the week, which is, of course, on Friday. You can thank Darnell for that. It's all Darnell's fault because he's the sponsor of today's show, sponsor/Fall Guy. I would have done 5 shows already this week, but nope. Thanks a lot, Darnell. If any of you would like to support the show, it's really easy to do. You just go to patreon.com/phonelosers and sign up on there to support not only the show, but Phone Losers and the things that happen there. Or you can skip Patreon and just go to phonelosers.org/cactus. And you'll get exciting things like access to the high-quality feed, because you can definitely tell the difference between 64 kilobits per second and 192 kilobits per second when you're making a telephone call. But you also get access to the secret feed, where there are upwards of 1 secret show per year. How can you pass that up? I have exciting news for those of you who are into text-based adventure games from the 80s. There's an old game called Colossal Cave, which I've never played myself, but I've heard lots about it. But there's this guy named Bin. He used to run a phone number. It was called 610 Dear Bin. I don't know what happened to that number, but it doesn't work anymore, I don't think. What happens when I call 610 Dear Bin? Let's find out.
Your call did not go through.
I don't know. The number's broken. It doesn't work anymore. But it looks like it's back, though, in the form of a 919 area code number. And the phone number you can call and play this text adventure game on is 919-951-0045. For those of you who don't know those little communication things that you stare at all day in your hand, are actually capable of making phone calls. So find the little phone icon that looks like a 1960s Bell telephone handset, and push it and dial this phone number, 919-951-0045, and you can play Colossal Cave.
Hello, thanks for calling 610 Dear Ben, a fun new speech recognition telephone service brought to you by Rich's Apples. Visit us on the web at 610dearben.com. I'm Ben, your virtual telephone companion.
Hi, Ben.
I'll try to understand what you say, but you'll have to only speak after I ring this bell. Let's start. Let's do a sound check. Say anything you like after the beep.
Blah, 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 blah. How long can I talk?
This is what I heard.
Blah, 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 blah.
It's kind of quiet, Ben.
If the volume was low, adjust your microphone and try again.
It's not my fault.
Do you want to try again?
No.
Do you want to play a game?
Yes.
Or go to the chat room.
Play a game.
Welcome to Adventure. Would you like instructions?
No.
You are standing at the end of a road. To the east is a small brick building. Around you is a forest. A small stream flows out of the building and down a gully.
Holy shit, look at that stream. Walk toward the stream.
Did you say downstream?
Sure.
You are in a valley in the forest beside a stream tumbling along a rocky bed.
I'm hanging up now. All right, so that's what you hear when you call this phone number. you can play the entire Colossal Cave game, I assume. I've not reached further than one step into the game. But if you want to call that, the phone number is 919-951-0045. And I think that's pretty cool that that exists again. And I guess you can also go to 610deerbin.com for other things related to this number, I assume. Let's get started on the show, though. I don't know what I'm doing today. All I know is that I must do a show today because I haven't done any other shows this week, thanks to Darnell. I do know one thing, though. I definitely need to pray with that Radio Shack manager from last week. So that's definitely got to happen. On the last show I did, I tried to pray with a Radio Shack employee named Alexis, and she got very offended by my attempts to pray with her, because prayer is a completely, totally offensive thing. But when I tried to pray with her, she said this.
Can you not, on my store, please? It's kind of against my religion to be forced to pray on my work phone.
And as I promised on the last show, was that the last show, or I don't know, it was last week sometime, I promised that I would call Alexis back and try to pray with her again. So I've written up a nice little prayer here, and I'm going to call Alexis's store and try to say a quick prayer with her.
Thank you for calling Radio Shack Coeur d'Alene. This is Colin speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, is Alexis available?
Give me just one second, okay?
Okay.
This is Alexis. How may I help you?
Hello, Alexis. This is Roy from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Hi.
I was just calling to do the weekly prayer, so if you could just quickly bow your head. Heavenly Father, please bless Alexis and her store in Coeur d'Alene. Are you still there, Alexis? Hello? She just hung right up. Her religion does not allow any of this prayer bullshit, so let's, I don't know, maybe Colin will pray with me.
Thank you for calling Radio Shack Coeur d'Alene. This is Alexis. How may I help you?
Hey, Alexis, it's Roy again. We got disconnected somehow. Hello? Alexis? What the hell? She really does not like praying at all. I bet you whenever I pray, she like starts shielding her eyes, and the phone makes the sizzling sound on her hand and starts burning her hand. It's like, my religion! No prayer! Let's try one more time.
Thank you for calling Radio Shack Coeur d'Alene. This is Colin speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Colin. This is Roy from the corporate office.
What's going on?
Well, Alexis keeps hanging up on me. I just needed to say the weekly prayer. Hello? I bet there's a sign up next to the telephone. If anyone calls and tries to pray with you, hang up immediately.
Thank you for calling Radio Shack Coeur d'Alene. This is Colin speaking. How may I help you?
Why'd you hang up on me?
Roy, please stop calling.
Well, I just need to do a prayer. Wow. All right, I guess Colin's on her side now. I had such a nice prayer written out here, too. I worked really hard on it. I spent literally 2 minutes on this. Let's try some other Radio Shack, so at least my prayer doesn't go to waste.
Radio Shack Lane speaking.
Hello, this is Greg from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Hey, Greg.
Hello. Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. You know, I needed to call and do the weekly prayer with you.
Okay.
Yeah, if you could just bow your head, we're just going to say the weekly prayer. So, Heavenly Father, please bless Lane and his store there. And thank you for a very good week of sales, not only at Lane's store, but at our remaining stores across the country. And please help us reach an even better sales next week. And once again, I pray to you that a major car accident happens in front of the store, causing severe traffic problems, which might result in potential customers using the parking lot to turn around. And you know, that'll help them notice any signage that's up at Lane's store. But please bless the store and bless our stockholders, our inventory, and our money. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
Have fun. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See, how hard was that, Alexis, to just sit there and listen to my prayer, my nice little prayer that I worked really hard on. Stupid Alexis and her no-prayer religion. You know what I should do? I should get the fax number to that Radio Shack where Alexis works, and I'll write down my prayer on a fax paper, and then she'll have to read it. Or, wait, no, I should get some sort of singing telegram service. Hire them to go to Alexis's store, and instead of singing, they just do the prayer. Or I'll send flowers with a card on it, with the prayer. That's worth $50. I mean, what better way to spend my Patreon money that you guys have been sending in than to just blow it on flowers for Alexis with a prayer attached? So, of course, none of that's going to make good radio here, so just, I want everyone to assume that I did all of those things that I just mentioned. Alexis is going to get flowers, she's going to get a singing telegram, and she's going to get a fax. Oh, I should get the email to her store, and then spoof the email from the corporate office, and email her the prayer. So Alexis is going to get a fax, a singing telegram, flowers, and an email from corporate. That's what's in store for Alexis's day today. For real, it's really happening. I'm not just saying this. I'm going to spare no expense in praying to Alexis. I have a really good prank call submission from Brown Magic here. He just sent this one day ago. And he found, I guess maybe it's at a Snap Fitness gym or it's just somewhere where this box is located at. I'm not sure. But there's a box that says, enter to win 1 month of free Snap Fitness membership. And you fill out your name and phone number and email address on a little slip of paper and you put it in this box. And if they draw your name out of the box, then you get a free 1 month membership. I've seen these boxes at other businesses before for other gyms where they're just trying to get new customers to come in and try a month for free. But he pulled numbers, he pulled the little slips of papers out of the box and snapped pictures of them. And his email says, this is all I could get before I got caught. I'm fairly certain that Snap Fitness has a stupid bitch fee and these girls need to lose weight the Frank Patterson way. Oh, so they get a free month of gym membership, but they have to buy the book, which is $50 or something, right? So three people. Let's give one of them a try. The first one's name is Mary.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voicemail. Voice message system.
The next one is Kayla. I'm sure she's going to answer. She has to answer. Don't go straight to voicemail, please.
Hello?
Hello, Kayla?
This is her.
Hey, it's Roy from Snap Fitness.
Yeah?
And you entered a contest here to get a free month of service.
Okay.
And guess what?
I won.
Yeah, you won.
Okay.
So yay, yeah. Did you know that our manager, Frank, you know the manager, Frank Patterson, by chance?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, he's an author. He's an author of the book, How to Lose Weight the Patterson Way. And you won the contest, but you still have to pay the $55.99 for the book. So
when did I enter this?
It was in a box. You put your name and address, your name and email and phone number in a box.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you put it in a box to win 1 month of free. So you do get the month for free, but you're also going to owe us $55.99 for Frank's book, How to Lose Weight the Patterson Way. It's kind of a companion to your free membership.
Mm-hmm. I probably won't end up doing that.
Why not? It's a free month.
I go to Edinburgh and I already get free gym.
What would you sign up for?
I don't even know that I entered. Maybe I'm wondering if somebody entered for me.
I don't know. It looks like your handwriting. They also put your email address, XO.
Oh yeah, that's my email address.
Yeah, but I mean, you won the prize and now you're not even going to come and collect? You're not going to get your free month?
Probably not now.
Because you get this amazing book, How to Lose Weight the Patterson Way.
No, thank you.
Well, okay. Is what I'm going to do instead? I'm going to put on your account here. I'm going to add a stupid bitch fee, and that's going to be That's just going to be $28. $28 for the stupid bitch fee.
No, thank you.
No, I'm signing you up. You owe us $28, but you don't have to buy the book now. Yes, you do. You signed your name to this paper. This paper is a contract. Did you read the fine print?
No.
Well, that's what I thought. If you read the fine print, you would know that you owe us $28 for the stupid bitch fee for opting out of the book. The Frank Patterson book. Kayla hung up, and she didn't get angry, and that was boring. Brown Magic. What kind of numbers are these? I blame Brown Magic, not myself. Or Kayla.
I'm sorry, but the person you called...
So I guess these aren't members. Kayla didn't seem to be a member, so this box must be located somewhere else. I know my listeners don't go to the gym.
Hello.
Hello, Megan?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from Snap Fitness. You entered a contest here to get a free month of membership.
Cool.
And holy shit, guess what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you won the 1 month. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You're not a member here already, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Yeah, I'd remember a weird-ass name like that. Last name, I mean, not your first name.
Yep, I've actually never been there, so I'm excited to check it out.
Okay, well, that's great. Yeah, you just come on in, just show your ID, and you'll get a free month.
Okay.
And they are going to require you to buy a book, Frank Patterson's book. He's the manager here.
Oh, and how much would that be?
It'd be $68.99.
Oh, okay.
But well, it's so worth it. It's like a
comparison. It's
what? I'm sorry?
I said that was falsely advertised then.
Oh, no, we never advertised the book. We never advertised the book for cheaper than that.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll pass then because I actually get a free membership already.
Okay.
With my college.
So. Oh, la-di-da, listen to you. Well, why'd you sign up for this one then if you're not even going to take it?
Because I only have a year of school left, so I wanted to check it out.
Okay, so I'm putting in the computer.
For a month would be good.
I'm writing in the computer right now, stupid bitch fee. And you're going to owe us $25, and we're going to send you to collections for that.
I was going to check it out.
No, you just said you weren't. You said you weren't going to check it out.
No, I said I only have a year left of college, so I need somewhere to go after that. That's why I applied.
Okay, well, if you come here to check it out, you owe $25 for the stupid bitch fee.
Okay, well, I will never go there again.
Take that. Again, you've never been here. Well, get your story straight, lady.
Okay, well, I should write you up, and I should call your employer.
You're going to write me up? You're not my boss. You're not a member. I'm not harassing members. I'm harassing the people that refuse to be members.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Megan refuses to answer. She does have a weird last name, by the way. Her last name is Mineweezer. Yep, Mineweezer. So there's just one left, and that's the one that keeps going straight to voicemail.
Well.
Hello, Mary?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from Snap Fitness.
Uh-huh.
And you entered our contest to win a free month of gym membership.
Where is that at?
Oh, well, anytime you want. Anytime you want to come in. Well, normally, that's what
it would be. Where are you at?
But listen, you don't get the prize, though. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You won, but then we looked you up on social media, and we saw that you're a member of all these hate groups. And you're like Grand Pooba of the KKK, and we can't have people like that in our gym. I'm sorry.
What are you talking about, KKK?
The Ku Klux Klan. We can't have people affiliated with that in our gym. We don't need you here trying to recruit people.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What was that you mumbled?
I don't know what you're talking about there. I've never associated with those.
Oh, no. There's no reason in denying it, because we did a full background Google search on you, and we see all these hate
groups.
Okay,
so why are you calling me?
I'm calling to tell you you're a horrible person, and you don't get to win the prize, because I think someone called you already and told you you won, but I'm...
No. I'm sorry, but nobody's called me and told me that I won.
Well, you're...
And you know what? You're ignorant. You're an ignorant little fuck, and don't call me again.
You're banned from the gym, Mary.
I don't care. I've never been to your fucking gym.
Yeah, well, you know what? I saw your pictures, and it looks like you've never been to a gym.
I've been to the one in Edinburgh, PA.
Oh, you should try going more often, and you wouldn't be so fat.
I think you should shut the fuck up and mind your own fucking business.
Well, and maybe you shouldn't be a member of the KKK.
And maybe I should just call the police on you for harassment.
Oh, I'll tell them about the bestiality pics I found when I was Googling you. I saw those. I saw them, and that's illegal. Check your bestiality laws and... What?
Call me again, motherfucker, because I will call the cops.
Oh, I will call you again.
Yeah, and this ain't the first time I've called the cops on you, so I think you better lose my number.
On me? Why'd you call the cops on me?
You're the one that hit my fucking van, I think.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Pretty pain in my van.
You're so full of shit.
I know who you are.
Oh, now all of a sudden I'm just responsible for hitting your van or something.
Oh, no.
This is the first time I've heard of this.
Remember, you wanted to sue me for manslaughter, remember?
No, you're crazy.
I know who you are.
You have problems. You are crazy.
Pardon me. Why are you calling me?
Because I work at the gym.
Maybe I should get the Ku Klux Klan after you.
That wouldn't work.
Well, I think you better lose my fucking number, you retard.
Well, stop submitting your number into our contest, motherfucker. God damn it, Brown Magic, you tricked me into calling her again. That was the lady who, remember, it was during the Sorry I Dinged Your Car thing of last year, and I told her I painted a mural on the bottom of her van. I'm pretty sure that's who that was. Yeah, I'm sure that's who that was. And this picture you snapped for Mary's phone number, that doesn't even look like girl handwriting. So Brown Magic is just trying to trick me, or he did trick me. He was successful. I'm never taking a submission from him again because he's just going to have me harass Mary with her mental problems or whatever her problem is. I don't know. But no, really, thank you, Brown Magic, for those numbers. That was awesome. I wish more people would do this. Whenever you see one of those contest boxes out there, or like Subway, they sometimes have the complaint boxes, or suggestion box, not complaint box, but people will put suggestions in those. There's another deli around here, which I do not get the numbers out of, even though I can easily see the numbers through this clear box. But, you know, they have one of those birthday clubs. And I would love it if someone would just kind of, you know, pick up the box and take it into the restroom where you have all the privacy you need and write down every single number. Snap a picture of every single paper in those boxes. But don't steal the boxes. That'd be theft. You don't want to be stealing the boxes. Oh, the fish bowls. You know the fish bowls where you put your business card in at the restaurants? Reach in there and just grab a bunch of business cards and take them with you. That's not theft, I don't think. Maybe it is, I don't know. I think Sudo did that for me once, didn't she? At a Chili's? She stole business cards out of the fishbowl. Anyway, thank you once again, Brown Magic. That was an awesome submission, even though the only one to get mad was your mentally challenged relative who wants to call the KKK on me now, basically admitting that I was right. She is a member of the KKK, I knew it.
Hey Brad, there's this website, oneiota.com, where you can get free tickets to, like, talk shows and stuff. I thought it'd be funny if you had a bunch of phone loser fans request tickets to one show and then have nobody show up to the show. And then they could watch the show and the audience just wouldn't be there. I thought that'd be funny.
Teehee.
Okay, bye.
Okay, I'm going there. Number one, IOTA.com. It really is a ticket site for shows like the Radio Disney Music Awards and Jimmy Kimmel and The View. I know I love that show. I think what would happen if we were to buy out all of the tickets for all of these shows, they would just go pull people off the street. You know, they're always in touristy areas. They'll just go out in the street and start saying, hey, want to come see Jimmy Kimmel live? And I don't think we could buy out the Radio Disney Music Awards. They have to have backup plans for when people do this. Oh, wow, there's a Betty White thing happening on April 11th. Tomorrow, oh, it's the TV Land Awards. I don't know which one to pick for us to buy out. You'd have to do it for me. I think, yeah, how about the Betty White thing? Let's all buy out all the Betty White tickets. But that's only one day we have to do that, so that's no good. Fuck this, it's too much work. Thanks for the suggestion, though.
Hey, Brad, it's Jack Cracker. I was just calling to talk about some crazy things I did today. Okay, so I was at my local Mormon church, and basically right by their house phone, they have a directory of all the members with their addresses and their names and phone numbers.
That's stupid of them.
It's amazing. So I was really bored, so I picked up the house phone and started prank calling everybody. It was pretty amazing. I did some of them I could do Ted's from Hell on, and then the other ones I did, like, the whole landscaping pranks. And a couple of them I started doing pranks where, like, how have you done in the church pranks before, where you call up people and you tell them that they're behind on their tithes. And it was just a great time. And I recommend everybody to go out to their local Mormon buildings and then use the phones and prank call all the members from the church. Oh, that's all I have to say. Bye.
I agree. Everyone go to your local Mormon church, and apparently they have phones there with the phone numbers of all of their members right next to it. I'm so happy that I'm responsible for minors harassing everyone in their entire church. It's a good feeling to know you're responsible for that.
Hey, Brad. Dr. Astronaut. I actually manned up and got you some of those numbers. The opposite of letters.
Oh.
I went on Craigslist and looked up some ads and stuff because, you know what? my dad didn't raise a quitter. Oh. I'm walking in my car right now, and there's a dog on the street, so I'm going to hang up the phone. Hope you enjoy. What numbers are there? And if you do, I'll try to go find a few more for you. All right, bye.
Thanks, Dr. Astronaut, for whatever you're talking about. I guess there's a bunch of submissions from Dr. Astronaut somewhere in the prank requests, buried somewhere in the 143 requests that I have not gotten to yet.
Hey, so I'm here with Murdoch, and we were talking about the how come there's no more VoiceBridge. That used to be a source of great entertainment.
There's been a VoiceBridge for a year now.
For everyone. And it's really a shame that that's no longer in existence. I've tried to find the working one. It does not seem to exist. So that
Murdoch has to know about the SoCal VoiceBridge. Everybody knows about that one.
Should be rectified. Thought you
ever, is Murdoch really there?
What are your thoughts on this matter?
Stupid smartphone. Brad, you need to make
it's Murdoch.
By the way, this is Murdoch, just in case you're wondering. You're going to need to have to go ahead and find a host bridge for the PLA because, you know, back in 2002 and 2003 and 4 and 5, and when we were on the 435, the old 435 talk from Utah. So, see if you can get something like that happening again here to your smartphone.
There is a bridge. There's been a bridge for, I don't know, it has to have been at least a year now since I set up the PLA's telephone network interface thing. But there's a bridge. You guys can go on there and talk with each other anytime you want, 24 hours a day. I'm kicking it right now with my foot. The bridge is right here by my feet. And to call into it, you just dial 206-424-8422. And it's one of the options from the main menu. And there's never anyone on it. I mean, I call in all the time and no one's ever there. Here, let me dial into it right now.
You've reached the PLA's telephone network interface. To hack some answering machines, press 1. To join a conference line that nobody is ever on, press 2.
See?
To call the N's home phone and have him welcome you to the botnet.
After the tone, say your name and then press the pound key.
I don't have a pound key. Booga, booga, booga.
Thank you. You are currently the only person in this conference.
Imagine that. I'm the only one in there. So there, County Kid and Murdoch, there's proof that a PLA voice bridge does still exist. And there's always been one in some form or another. We always post the number on the PLA forums that nobody ever goes to. But I'm sure there was still a bridge working in 2011, or maybe it still works. I don't know. I know I haven't called it myself since about 2011. But then just a year or two ago, when did that happen? I don't even remember. I think it's been over a year now, though, that the telephone network interface has existed, which allows me to spoof my phone numbers and hook up a bunch of old answering machines for people to hack. And there's a voice bridge, or you can just talk to the Yin. The phone number to call is 206-424-8422. Also, you guys remember the Mojave phone booth thing that I used to talk about a bunch? There was a Kickstarter for it, and I begged everyone to support the Kickstarter for the book that they're going to write about it. But the old Mojave telephone booth phone number has been taken over by a conference bridge owner. I think Lucky 225 took it over. Or is it 227? 224? Anyway, Lucky took it over. And that's been turned into a conference line when you call the old phone booth number. The phone number is 760-733-9969. And what's awesome about this number? Here, I'll call it right now and you can hear what it sounds like. Ouch.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed has been changed to a conference.
Ba-dum-tsh.
You are the only party in this conference.
Audible Inc. presents Exploding the Phone, the untold story of the teenagers and outlaws who hacked Ma Bell. Written by Phil Lapsley.
See, the cool thing about this voice bridge, instead of just listening to silence or music or whatever while you're waiting for someone to show up, instead, you get to listen to a book, an audio book of Exploding the Phone, which is an amazing book. Everyone should read this or listen to it.
1. A person who is obsessively interested in learning about, exploring, or playing with the telephone network. 2. A person who is interested in making free telephone calls. Forward by Steve Wozniak, co-founder, Apple Computer. In the fall of 1971, I stumbled onto an article that
Steve Wozniak that blocked me on Facebook, who knew how to crack the phone system, or defriended me at least, I don't remember. But anyway, yeah, see, there's another bridge. I don't know if that's the SoCal bridge or if that's completely separate, but the phone number to that one is 760-733-9969. So now you people know of two different bridges that still exist. And there are actually a lot of bridges out there still that have tons of people on them. I remember calling into one maybe 3 years ago, and, you know, there was like 9 rooms per bridge, and every room was completely full of just people talking to each other. I should find one of those. Instead of searching for voice bridge, you search for party line on Google. Party line phone number. And look at this. Here's tons of phone numbers. Thefreepartyline.com. For both gay and straight callers. That's nice of them not to exclude anyone. It looks like a lot of these are dating numbers. But there's lots of numbers where it's just people chatting for no reason. Bored people talking on the phone with strangers.
Hello, it's 712-432-5700. Welcome to the free chat line, the oldest chat line in America, with the most callers. In order to permanently block your access to this service, call 712-432-4282.
That's for the people that have no self-control and they just run up long-distance charges.
See our free website, thefreechatline.com.
Oh, shit, a free website.
If you know what buttons to push, you can push them at any time on the free chat line. This is the system main menu. For live conference rooms, dial 1. For live one-on-one chat, dial 1 for gay conference rooms.
Oh, no.
Dial 2 for straight conference rooms.
I just want to chat.
Dial operator to return to the main menu.
All right. I'm going to do straight.
Welcome to the straight conference rooms. To return to the main menu, dial operator. This is the main menu for conference rooms. To enter a room, dial 1 through 9.
Oh,
while
God.
In a room, operator exits. Press 7 for the previous room. Press 9 for the next conference room.
11.
There are
2
others in the room. Say hello.
Jesus Christ. So that's what's happening in this room right now. It's good to know that voice bridges have not changed in the past 20 years or so. I want to get someone on a chat line. I want to actually talk to somebody. So I'm going to try this other one. It's called the Chicago Raven.
Chicago Raven.
I got some mist to blow with us. Operator, no third-party collector credit card
call. Sounds horrible.
This is just a normal phone call. No extra charges. You did not charge a thing for the service.
So that guy doing the voice right now, we called him once at his home, and he was pissed off. We figured out his number in the mid-90s and called this guy.
It's open to anyone who can get a phone to get here. So what does that tell you? It tells you there's bound to be some bad people as well as all the good people here in the lobby. 1 for the front room. 2 for the bulletin board. Over HDB. Your personal code is...
2, 6, 5.
There's 9 here. Just press 1.
Why can't we hear this guy?
If you are new, I'll explain.
I have the volume turned all the way up.
Press 1 through 9. There's a whole bunch of people. 1, 6.
Hey guys, what you doing?
Hello.
I don't understand. What? Hello? Hello?
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, I didn't really feel too welcome in that room, so I guess I'm just going to give up on this whole thing. Or, I don't know, let me try one more. One last try of a party line, of a normal party line, that has nothing to do with hacking or phones. Oh, here's one. The underground party line. The universal underground party line.
Everyone.
The main menu. For the live rooms, press 1. For instant to join a room, enter the room number, followed by the pound key. To return to the main
menu,
press
key.
Star pound. Once inside a room, for a complete list of all features, press star star.
I really need to get a pound key. Can I just hit 1?
level 1.
3 callers.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what you doing?
I'm chilling.
What?
I'm chilling. Who are you?
You're chilling. That's crazy.
Who are you?
This is Roy. This is my room now, and I want you to get out.
Yeah, okay.
Please leave. Just go.
No.
You're not wanted here anymore. Leave.
Everybody wants me. What are you talking about, kid?
You're being evicted, ma'am.
Yeah, okay.
So get out right now.
Let's not say I did.
All right, you win.
So easy.
All right, well, I'm leaving then, so whatever. Okay. Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Big jerk. You're a Felicia.
Your face is a jerk.
Your face is a Felicia.
Bye, I thought you were leaving.
I'm leaving, bye. All right, I hung up. I hate that party line. So I'm putting a link in the show notes for, the Google search of party line phone number, if you're too lazy to just Google that yourself. But call some party lines. That's your homework assignment for tonight. Find a party line and call into it and just be really irritating in the rooms like I was. Because that's what party lines are for. Let's do another prank request. Here is one from nobody. There's no name on this one. It's anonymous. But he's given me the phone number of an attorney who worked on the Watergate trial. He is retired now and is very grumpy. I was thinking you could say something about how you found some new evidence that could turn the Watergate scandal around. I don't know what I could really say about the Watergate scandal. I think I'd come up short trying that. I'm just going to... Here, let's see if he's listed. Yep, he is listed. Here's his address. He lives in an apartment. Maybe I can evict him or something.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
Hey, it's Steve. I live here in the apartment building.
Oh, okay, Steve,
Hey, the landlord gave me your number. Hey, there's a small problem. I had a big water reservoir in my bedroom.
And what unit are you
in? The one right next to you. It just burst.
You're number 2? Okay.
Yeah, and it just exploded. Like, it was as big as my room. It was just completely filled with water. And it's leaking really fast right now. And have you seen any water come under the walls yet?
Oh, into my unit, you mean?
Yeah. You have?
No, I have to check. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's going to burst any second now. It's leaking really fast. But
did he give you a way of turning it off or anything? Or?
No, he was angry. He said I'm not even supposed to have a water reservoir in my room. I'm using it to power all of my appliances.
Oh, what is a water reservoir?
It's like a kind of like a dam. You know, I'm using it. It stores water, but it comes out of a contraption that I've made myself out of the washing machine and everything, and it makes electricity.
Oh, okay.
Yep, but it's getting ready to just burst, and it's probably gonna flood out the front windows. I'm guessing it's probably just gonna break the windows right off of the apartment.
You're kidding?
And your car. I don't know if your car is gonna.
Are you talking about my car? Is it in the car or the apartment?
Oh no, it's in my apartment, and it's
okay. What about my car?
Oh no, I'm just saying it's gonna flood straight out toward your car since I'm right next to you.
Oh, towards my car. Oh
yeah, and
Wow, I'm gonna come over and take a look at it.
Oh no, I don't let people in my house. But look, here's, like, you know, I had 2 complete rooms completely full, like, pretty much basically half of my entire apartment was nothing but a big storage tank for water.
Really?
But,
I thought Miss Chin lived there.
Oh, no, she's just my cover. I sublease from her, and it's all very hush-hush.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, but...
But the landlord now knows about it.
Yeah, and he knows the water reservoir. It's leaking very quickly now. I have about 2 inches of water here that I'm walking around in.
Sure.
Throughout my entire apartment, it's getting ready to just burst. It's going to burst in all directions. It may just knock down the wall in between our apartments.
You're kidding? Are you kidding?
It could happen.
Knock down our wall? What are you doing? This is my God. Are you kidding? You're doing my God. What are you kidding?
Who knows?
What's going on? Like, huh? Are you kidding me?
Oh no, I'm not kidding. Nope. And it's basically Chen's fault. She got mad at me and threw a screwdriver and it ruptured the tank.
You're kidding. You're going to destroy my apartment because of some goddamn contraption? This is unbelievable.
No, it's not on purpose.
I understand, but I mean, it's unbelievable.
I think there's a good chance it might just destroy the people on the other side of me.
Uh-huh.
Or it might just go straight out.
Well, on the other side of you, there is nobody. I mean, there's that stairwell.
I was just trying to make you feel better. I didn't really believe that.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable, man.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
I know.
I mean, I can't. I've lived here for 14 years. I have all sorts of valuable papers here. I mean, incredible. I mean, it's just mind-boggling.
What really sucks is when this ruptures, I'm just going to have to start paying for my electricity again because I won't have this, you know, this power plant here.
Well, no. I mean, I imagine the landlord's going to evict you. I mean, you're destroying this complex.
Not. I know.
I'm sure you will.
Like, we completely rewired all the electric, and that's going to be underwater now.
God.
Who knows what's going to happen?
We've got all these
generators that are going to be...
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. This is totally unbelievable. I can't believe this. Good Lord. I mean, this is like... my God. I can't... This is unbelievable. I mean, you're totally irresponsible. I have to say it. I mean, it's mind-boggling. You would...
What do you know?
Huh?
What do you know? It's not irresponsible. I haven't paid for electricity in over a year because of my
genius. No, I said
genius.
It's totally irresponsible that you're putting my apartment at risk.
Oh, it'll be fine. It might knock half the wall down, but as long as you put your important papers, like put them up on top of the fridge or something.
Oh, my God.
What kind of important papers do you have?
I'm an attorney. I have incredible valuable papers for a lot of clients right here.
Oh. Huh.
And I've lived here for 13, 14 years now, and... I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's just, this is what you're telling me is fucking unbelievable.
Yeah. I hope you made backups.
Well, good man, you're totally, you're from another world, I have to say, totally another world. I mean, you pulled a scam on the landlord, and now you're putting me at risk.
It's not a scam. I was just living here, not on the lease, but I made the water reservoirs.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was going to ask if you wanted, you know, like, maybe you want to get in on this. I can power part of your apartment.
Joke, huh? Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. I'm just saying I could
lower. It says Kelsey Seabold on the outside when the phone rang.
Yeah,
that's your caller ID. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's our number. But you know, I put the phone under someone else's name just to be safe.
Are the cops after you or law enforcement?
No, it's actually
like
nothing like that. It's like the power company is really angry with me because I'm undercutting their services.
Boy, man.
Because we don't even pay for power here, and they're really angry about that. Oh, geez, the water reservoir, it's making a creaking sound. I don't like the sound of that.
Well, I don't know, man.
I think any second now.
It sounds like there's another person in the apartment there with you. Is there someone else?
Chen's in the other room. She's not with me, though.
Oh, she's in the other room.
Yep.
Boy, well, you know, you'll have a lawsuit out of this. I mean, I'm not going to sue you.
Oh, bullshit.
Unless I'm sure the landlord's going to sue you, my God.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you're going to sue me. I'm like, fuck that.
He has many grounds for suing you.
You're not even a good lawyer. Who are you going to sue?
Oh, I'm not a good lawyer?
I'm just assuming. I mean, you keep all your paperwork on the...
Who's who in America, who's who in the world, and who's in American law?
Yeah, but you live in a crappy apartment next to me.
It's my choice, man. That's my choice.
I know.
Not a crappy apartment. I have a beautiful apartment.
But really, no, I know. I do, too. I mean, it used to be beautiful before I put all these water reservoirs in here. But, I mean, you keep all your paperwork on the floor where it can just get flooded. That's dumb.
Boy, man. I think this is a crank call or something, huh? This is unbelievable.
If you want to believe that, whatever.
Okay. Well,
Yeah, it is. Actually, I'm not really in apartment 2. I'm in apartment 3. I think you're safe.
I'm going to call the landlord right now.
Why?
Because you said he called. He told you to call me.
He was just angry about the water reservoir. Yeah, he said I should call and warn you. In case your wall falls over during the inevitable water gate explosion that's getting ready to happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to let you know I felt bad.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
Nobody would do anything. Nobody would do something like this and put anybody at risk like this.
Well, I didn't mean to put people at risk. I was just trying to lower my electric bill, and it worked. I haven't paid for electric in over a year.
I'm going to call the cops before this is over.
No, you're not going to call the cops.
The landlord may call the cops. I'm going to call the landlord right now.
No, I've got the landlord under my thumb. He's not calling anyone. I have stuff on him. Yep.
Oh, but you don't have anything. Look at Brian is an extraordinary person,
He's an extraordinary asshole.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Boy, man. I don't think I don't think you're a real person, to be honest. I think this is a crank call.
That's a horrible thing to say.
Uh-huh. Well, Brian's an extraordinary person. And
Yeah, and you're a good attorney, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, really, who have you ever had in court that's of any significance ever?
Well, I represented the Watergate 7.
Here it goes. Good, listen to your life story.
Yeah. Boy, you're an idiot, man. Well, you'll be seeing, I'm sure you'll be seeing, hearing from both me and the landlord.
What's Watergate, anyway? I mean, is that used to be important in the 40s or something?
I think I will call the cops right now.
What, because I'm insulting your... Okay, let me call him back and tell him it's okay. Just a prank call. Don't call the cops.
Hello?
Hey, don't call the cops. I don't even live in your apartment building. I'm just messing with you.
What are you doing? Who is this nut?
My name is Roy. I'm with the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show on 100.3 FM. We're just doing a morning prank call show, and we thought it'd be funny to prank call the Watergate guy.
Goodbye, man.
But, no, wasn't it funny, don't you think? We need your permission to air this.
No, you do not have my permission. You're a sick individual. I've never heard of your show. I never heard of your station.
Well, we're the biggest morning show in the city.
Well, I've never heard of it.
Maybe you should listen to...
You don't have my permission. What is the name of the show?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you now. Since you've never heard of us, I'm going to go ahead and play it, and you can't stop us.
Okay, so I'm going to call the landlord right now.
About what? It's a prank. It has nothing to do with the land.
I'm calling about Chen right next door to me, and what has happened right here.
Well, nothing happened. It was all just a joke. Your wall's not really going to fall down.
I'm calling the landlord right now.
For what? I disagree about his grumpiness. He wasn't very grumpy. He was just kind of. I think he was blown away by what was about to happen to his apartment. But now I've made him happy, because his apartment isn't going to flood. He's not going to lose all of his old Watergate papers. Everything's fine. I bet you he feels great now, knowing that. 5 minutes ago, he was about to lose his entire apartment in a gigantic, enormous flood, or Watergate, if you will. But now I've let him know that it was just a prank, so he should just not have a care in the world now. He should be super happy and relaxed. You're welcome, Watergate attorney man, for setting your mind at ease and allowing you to just kind of sit back and appreciate all the nice things you have that aren't underwater right now. Before I end the show today, have you guys ever wondered what it sounds like when you drop a phone into a fryer at Wendy's? Well, holy shit, are you in luck, because you get to hear that right now. A lot of people over the years have sent me a link to this prank. Most recently, James on the Phone Losers Facebook group posted it in that group. And it's kind of funny. It's by a comedian named Bob Schreiner, who has a history of brilliantly inspired pranks and stunts, which I've never seen before. I'm just reading off of this article here where this call is located. But really, he seems like kind of an asshole, because the first thing he tries in this prank is to get a Wendy's employee to stick his arm inside of a fryer that's 350 degrees, basically trying to get this guy to send himself to the hospital. Here's that part of the call.
And there's no way I'm reaching my hand in the oil. I'm telling you that right now.
It's not hot.
330 degrees is a hot?
That thermostat is broken. Okay. Just reach in there. Reaching there to the bottom.
Nope.
And just jiggle that heating fan.
It's broken because it's hot. I can't even put... I just touched it. I almost burned myself. There's no way.
But after this guy figured out that he couldn't get the guy to cause permanent scarring all over his arm, he decided to get him to throw his cordless phone into the fryer. So here is that happening.
I'll tell you what, I can do it in the morning, but I can't
tell
do it
what,
tonight.
Tell you what, if... Just go ahead and take your... You talking to me on a cordless phone?
Yep.
Just go ahead and set it in the basket there, and drop it in there, because I need to hear it.
Set the what?
Set the phone in the basket there in your fryer? and drop it in. I don't know if it's boiling or not.
I'm not. It'll ruin the phone. It'll mess.
No, it won't.
It will.
No, I've done it before. That'll tell me whether that grease is hot enough or not. I mean, if it does ruin the phone, I'll bring you a new one.
You'll bring us a new one.
I'll bring you a new one in the morning. Just put it in the basket there and just drop it in on the fry setting.
Okay, hold on one second.
Hey,
so that's what a phone sounds like when you drop it into a fryer at Wendy's. And the employee actually walked over to an extension phone and picked up after he did this and started talking to the prankster again. And then this happened.
You still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, you didn't hurt it.
Well, I'm on a different phone.
Oh, you're on a different phone.
Yeah,
you saw that other phone on the fryer?
You want me to put it back in the fryer?
Go ahead and put the one you're talking to me out on the fryer, too.
Put both of them in the fryer?
Just drop them both in.
Phone. Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure.
Okay, hold on.
So, two landline telephones in the fryer. Good job, comedian guy. Even though you're kind of an asshole for trying to get this guy to cause permanent scarring on his arm for the rest of his life, put him in the hospital. And it looks like this website, splitsider.com, has kind of an interview with the comedian after the call. And one of the questions is, what are some other examples of calls like this? And the comedian, Bob, says, I'd call Kinko's and tell them I was from the security company or the alarm company, and I needed them to test the panic alarm, and then a cop would show up, and I'd be like, I want to talk to the officer and let him know that everything's okay. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sure it's hilarious. But holy crap, this guy, basically, he's the PrankNet 1.0. I hope that my listeners, like, if you guys decide to make prank calls on your own, please, please, don't do destructive pranks. Even though this phone thing's hilarious, you probably shouldn't get people to throw their phones into deep fryers, even though it makes the coolest sound ever when you do that. And definitely don't get people to hurt themselves. Holy shit, what was he thinking? That's like permanent damage. Please, everyone listening, read phonelosers.com/rules before you make any prank calls. That will help keep you out of jail and hopefully help prevent you from putting anyone in the hospital. But I will put a link to this article in the show notes on Phone Losers if anyone wants to read this article about this comedian that did this call. I don't even know when. In the 80s or 90s, maybe? This is the end of today's show. Thank you all for listening, and thanks, Darnell, for sponsoring the show. It's probably going to be too late for me to tell anyone this, but I'm going to do it anyway. But tonight is the Art of Phone Larking with G-Ad, and I received a message from G-Ad earlier today on Facebook, and he told me that tonight is going to be the best show that he's ever done in his entire life. I might be exaggerating a little bit, but he did tell me the ideas he has for tonight, and they're pretty awesome. I'm probably not supposed to tell anyone what they are. And it's probably pointless anyway, because by the time I get the show up, it's going to be about time for G-Ad's show to start. But just in case you hear this early, make sure you're listening to G-Ad's show tonight. It starts at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern on prankcallnation.com/listen. Be sure to visit PLA on phonelosers.com, on Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers, twitter.com/phonelosers. Patreon.com/phonelosers, YouTube.com/phonelosersofamerica. Damn you, whoever you are that owns YouTube.com/phonelosers, you big jerk. Bye, everyone.
I like the way your planet feels. I like to smell the daffodils and taste the tasty earth meals. Then swim with timid harbor seals. Your planet is stocked with lots of beer. Plus, I like actor Greg Kinnear, but there's one problem still here. I can't breathe in your atmosphere. I cannot breathe in your atmosphere. I cannot breathe in your atmosphere. My lungs are starting to sear. I cannot breathe in your atmosphere. Ba 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 ba. I said they can't. Buccaneers. But there's one problem still here. I can't breathe in your atmosphere. I cannot breathe in your atmosphere. I cannot breathe in your atmosphere. My lungs are starting to sear. I cannot breathe in your atmosphere. I just can't breathe in your atmosphere. I cannot breathe in your atmosphere.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.